Brian and Tricia, well, Zach Epperson, really. We're QuickSee 98.3 and joined on the phone by Dr. Justin Pate of Elizabethtown Community and Technical College. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you all doing?
Doing very good. And tell us, what's going on at ECTC?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's see. What is the latest here? I feel like we're in a cycle of planning and changing plans right now. But
I bet.
You know, it's really a lot of good work is going on here at the college. And, you know, through all of this, we have learned new and different ways of doing and interacting with students. You know, our government, our community have been so supportive in helping these students finish. So, you know, what we've got going on now is just continuing to find the best way to deliver instruction. And I do believe in the coming days we will get more clarity from the governor's office on, you know, what we can expect from higher education. We are planning on a full slate of classes for the fall. It's just going to be, you know, how are those going to be delivered? Of course, we're going to be limiting face-to-face interaction. We will still have some face-to-face courses, and particularly for things that require that hands-on training. But we are going to be ready to roll, and we'll be able to do so safely. We have all of the personal protective equipment that we would need for probably 6 years of normal operation. So I think we're going to be fine there. And, you know, everyone's learning. How do we safely deliver courses? How do we still get the content across that students are going to need in their next level of their journey? So I'm very proud of what's going on here, and I absolutely believe we're going to be able to keep students on their pathway and, you know, keep them moving toward their next step, because that's not, you know, the future's still coming, and the future's going to be bright, and we want to make sure that what we do today has a positive impact on that future, and I believe we're prepared for that.
Now, you guys still have staff on campus, right, so that if students have questions, they can reach out and call and talk to somebody?
Well, not on campus as much. We're still working remotely for the most part.
Okay.
You know, all of our folks are staying healthy at home, but students are actually having a much easier time, you know, getting a hold of someone on the phone because we have more people on the phone now. And we've got a whole team of people that are dedicated just to making sure the students are successful in navigating, you know, the online aspect of registrations and course completions and all these things. So it does look a lot different. And, you know, driving by the college or, you know, even being in the hallways, it is kind of a strange thing to see no faces or no cars in the parking lot. But all of that work is going on remotely. And all our entire workforce is still going strong and communicating with students as much as they need.
All right. So if anybody has any information that they need to find out, they can go to the website and get directed to somebody that will be able to help them no matter what the
Absolutely.
Circumstances are.
Yes, ma'am. And like I say, I mean, there's a lot of help right now. We are finally getting clarification on how to distribute the CARES Act funding to our students. We've had that money for a while, but we had no parameters and no permissions to release those monies. But we are getting those out to the students who are current or were impacted in the spring. So that funding is going out. You know, there are scholarships. There's a lot of information. If you go to the website and just do a search for, you know, paying for college or scholarships, affording college, you know, just type in those keywords into the search bar, and there's all kinds of options for students to explore, to talk about, you know, how do I pay for college? And there are more pathways to that now than there has ever been. Money is not a barrier to attending Elizabethtown Community and Technical College. It's really not. With all of the aid and scholarships available, there is a pathway to get this taken care of. And again, you know, get that better life going into the future.
All right. Sounds good. That is, I mean, we love to hear that when people can
Absolutely.
Not have a barrier, but they can have an easy entrance into college. We want to say good morning to somebody special in your family. Actually, two people. Say Caroline, because we miss seeing Caroline. But I want to say hi to your mom.
Well, I think that is definitely worth an extra few seconds here.
Absolutely.
Love both of those folks. And, Mom, I was giving them the update that you were keeping me posted that Zach was doing a good job this morning.
Well, I appreciate the vote of confidence. It's very, I love it. It's great.
So, Zach, know that Phyllis Pate in Harlan, Kentucky, thinks that you're doing a good job this morning and is proud of you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Dr. Justin Pate with ECTC joining us on the phone this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you all. You have a great day.
You too. We are Quixie 98.3.